Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in today. Happy Thursday. Well, you know what time it is. It is Talk to Me Thursday, where we throw out a topic to you, and you're the guest. I purposely don't book a guest because you're my guest. And so each and every Thursday, I'm counting on your calls. Phone lines are open. So here's the topic today. I want you to tell me about your battle, and I'm going to tell you about a promise. I'm going to help you find a promise to hang on to. But here's the thing. I don't want to be the only one doing this. So if you call in and say you've got this battle. Maybe it's finances, relationship issues, fears, worries, and somebody else, you're listening and you go, oh, I have exactly the promise they need. You got to chime in too, all right? I want us all to just have some conversation that encourages one another. So tell me about your battle. You can call anonymously if you need, or maybe you know your battle so well that you already know a promise. I want to hear from you as well because you're not alone. And if you found a promise, somebody else needs to hear what that promise is for their situation, okay? 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. What's your battle? I want to hear about it. And we'll talk God's promises today. A couple of quick announcements. First of all, I've got a big stack of books again in the studio, and I'll try to match a good book with you, with your situation as best as I can. Want you to know that we are in our ministry going through my book, Your Powerful Prayers, doing an online study that actually starts on Monday. You can sign up for free on my website, and I almost never give my website on this show, but I'm going to right now, SusieLarson.com. SusieLarson.com. Sign up for free there. And starting Monday, Mondays and Thursdays, you'll get emails. The email on Monday will have a 2-minute embedded video, some reflection questions, content from the book. And while you don't exactly need the book to get something out of it, you'll go a lot deeper if you do get the book. And then Thursdays, you'll also get an email. There'll be a meme to share, some questions. So that starts next week. So sign up at SusieLarson.com. Also want you to know, excuse me, I'm going to be taking a much-needed break next week, going on vacation with my family and my extended family. And actually, a year ago at this time, we go to the same resort and lake every year. This is like our 49th year, my whole big extended family. We descend on a resort, and we just fill up the place and enjoy time together. But last year at this time, we literally showed up to that resort. I think it was about a week and a half after my sister's dear husband passed away. So we were all pretty shell-shocked last year. We're looking forward to getting back together this year and just looking at what God has done, where he's brought us, enjoying some great time together. But during that week, next week, we'll be going through my book, Your Sacred Yes, the study, and playing some clips and all of that. And I'm super excited about that because we did that a few years ago, and it was so powerful and just got such great response that my publisher, Bethany House, is so generous. Here's a secret for you, just between you and me. Every day next week, we'll be giving away 5 copies of Your Sacred Yes every single day. And every day, we'll give away 1 DVD. So be listening next week because I'm really excited about just giving all these books away and also helping you just break free from the bondage of others' opinions and really discerning not only what God's calling you to do, but why he's calling you to do it. All right. So today is Talk to Me Thursday. And the topic is tell me about your battle and I'll tell you about a promise. 877-933-2484. Mark Batterson wrote this. I believe there's a God in heaven who directs our steps, who prepares good works in advance, who causes all things to work together for the good, who fights our battles for us. And if you pray through, there will be a breakthrough. So don't lose heart, don't lose hope, don't lose faith, and don't lose patience. And this is from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. You'll have to fight for some of the things God has promised you. You'll have to stand on his word even when it doesn't feel true. But the battle will be worth it. And when it's all over but the shouting, you can be assured that Jesus will get you safely home because that's exactly what he promised he would do. Ephesians 3:12 says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into his presence. Think about that. Because of Christ, because of our faith in him, we can come boldly and confidently into the presence of the Most High God. And this matters. You know why? Because prayer takes perseverance and it takes perspective. Prayer requires sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and strategy from God's word. Standing strong and praying through those times in between calls for a holy grit and for God's abundant grace. And if this prayer thing were easy, you know what? Everybody would do it. But those who've learned the secret of intimacy with God, who've gotten a hold of God's promises for themselves, well, you know what? There's no stopping us because we know that there's no better use of our time, no greater impact we can make, and no deeper well we can draw from than the one we found in Christ Jesus. So what about you? Tell me about your battle, and I'll help you find a promise. 877-933-2484. We've got Carol checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Carol, how are you today?
Hi.
Good. Good to have you. Tell me about your battle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a family member pass away the other day, mm-hmm. and my sister and I were, well, thank you. My sister and I were both born and raised Catholic. She's still a practicing Catholic today, and I'm a born-again Christian today. And in talking about the life of our relative who passed away, I mentioned that I needed to know that he had accepted the Lord as his Savior and that he is going to heaven. And she said, well, of course he did because of all the good work that he did. Mm. And he was a good person and so forth and so on. And I said, well, the Bible says, and she said, don't give me this Bible business. And I said, I just believe that even though we both made our communion at 7 and our confirmation at 12, that we need to do more work as an adult to fully accept the Lord as our Savior. And she said, you mean to tell me everything I've done for the last 65 years is garbage to you? And I said, no. So my question is, how do you, as a Catholic Christian, how do you, with Catholics, how do you bridge that? No, you accepted the Lord at 12, but you do have to do more work. At least that's my opinion and my belief.
Well, it's really not about more work. It's about our faith. Our faith is what saves us.
Faith.
Yep.
Okay.
Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace we are saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not a result of works. So no man can boast. So nobody can brag about being saved. So it really isn't about work at all. It's about transferring our trust into the work that Jesus has already done and completed on the cross. And I would tell you, in fact, the book I just pulled off the stack, it's called Grace Intervention, Understanding God's Beautiful Gift of Grace by Bill Giovanetti. This is the book that I'm going to give to you because I think this unpacks it in such a beautiful way, but it really is scandalous. And that's the thing is we're saved by grace, period. It's not of ourselves. We cannot jump high enough. We don't add more work to salvation. So salvation and identity are paid for, purchased by Christ. The work that we engage in after that is all in response to God's love. It's in response to something that's already been done. So it's not to prove anything. It's in response to something that he already paid for. And when we live that way, I'm telling you, that's when fruit happens and comes out of our lives because we're like, I'm saved. My eternity is secure. The rest of my life I'm going to spend living in response to his love because he loved me first. The Bible says it's not that we love God, but that he loved us. So if I were you, I'd spend some time, just camp out in Ephesians 2:8-9, pray through those passages and make them your own. And if you want this book, I want you to stand the line and give Aaron your address and I'll get this one to you. Okay.
Thank you for doing that. I would appreciate it.
Yeah. God bless you, Carol.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah. And sorry for your loss. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got Tom checking in from Fargo. Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Good. Good, Susie.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Good to hear from you. Tell me about your battle. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I are going through your latest book. Hmm. And maybe that's probably why I have a problem with, we want things to happen quicker than they are. So patience, working on patience. But maybe it's because we're under attack a little bit because we are reading your book.
Mm. Boy, I do understand that, Tom. And because you're upping your game, right? And increasing your sense of expectancy. And the promise that I'm thinking of for you today, Psalm 126:5-6, and it was one of my go-tos, and it still is, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. They go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, and they return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves in their arms. And I love that one because it's like I know that you have sown in tears. I know that you've stood in faith when it's really cost you. And the scripture says when we do that in faith, because he moves on every act prompted by our faith, you'll return where you once were weeping, you'll be singing. And where your arms once were empty, they'll be full. And so that's the prayer, that's the verse that I'm going to really believe for you. And the book that I would love for you to have, I think you will love once you finish mine, is James Robison's book, Living Amazed. James is from Life Today. And that whole book is about being a walking miracle. So if you're able to stay on and give Aaron your address, I'd love to get that book to you.
That's great, Susie. And you have a blessed week next week.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. Appreciate you. All right. Ricardo's checking in from Orlando. Hey, Ricardo. Ricardo, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Susie. I am here, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. Good to talk with you today. So tell me about your battle.
Man, it's anger. You know, I know a little something about God, and it bothers me. You know, I know everybody's not going to have the same faith that I have, but my anger just gets rattled, you know. When I believe God, I just believe God, and I'll stand still that I see change come, you know, and but when people don't do it, you know, and then I try to, you know, get myself away from them, you know, and let them have their own battle, but it just troubles me, you know, and when I heard you on the, you know, this is my first time listening to this station, and I heard you today, I said, well, man, I want to get on this here and see where it goes, you know, but my anger, I believe God, I wish others would. And then maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I believe him too much. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think you can believe him too much, because he's the one we're anchored to. And the Bible says, you know, we're anchored upward and forward. That's, you know, you think about an anchor that pulls you down and holds the boat in place. But we're anchored to the inner courts of the Most High God. And I'm just thinking, you know, it takes only a seed of faith to see miracles happen. And I think one of the reasons, it's not that even that we don't have enough faith, it's that we really coddle our unbelief. And I wonder if the upside of your anger is passion to see people engage their faith. And the book I would love to send you is by Pastor Randy Frazee. It's called Believe, What I Believe and Who I'm Becoming. And it's a 365-day devotional, but it's all about standing in faith. And I just wonder, as you start to dig in, if God won't just increase your capacity for even compassion and heart for those who are struggling, and that anger would turn to passion to pray for people. I mean, maybe God has you on the front lines to be interceding so others can engage their faith, because we've got to trust him. I mean, that's what we have today, and that's everything, you know?
Well, I love that, Susan. I'm so happy. And your first name, how do you spell your first name? I want to access your site for your upcoming study next week.
Yes.
I think we were meant for each other. I thank you, my sister, from another mother, but the same Heavenly Father. And I like what you said, because prayer is a big thing to me, Susie. It is so big. It is so big. Everything I do, I surround it with prayer. And, you know, mm-hmm. I like being on the front line. I do. I love being on the front line.
Well, I would love for you to join us. So Susie is my first name, and it's spelled S-U-S-I-E. So SusieLarson.com is the website.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there next week. My promise, Monday and Thursday, I'm going to be there.
All right. So good to meet you, Ricardo. Hope you'll call back again.
I will.
All right. God bless you, dear brother. Well, it is Talk to Me Thursday here on Live the Promise. And the topic is, tell me your battle and I'll find you a promise. But I'm not the only one to find the promise. So maybe you call in with your battle and someone else is listening and you're like, hey, I already have a promise for that situation. I want to hear from you so we can be a community of believers and encourage each other today. What's your battle? Because for every problem, there is a promise. Isn't that amazing? So you can email me, too, if you want to chime in that way. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Otherwise, the phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Down in the valley where waters rise, I'm still believing hope is alive. You know what? We have a hope that will not disappoint. And as Dr. Wiersbe says, this is not a hope-so hope. It's a no-so hope because we hope in the Lord himself. And he moves on every act prompted by our faith. And as you know, he doesn't do exactly what we want him to do because he's a better father than that. He does exactly what a good and loving father would do. So today on Talk to Me Thursday, this is what I'm asking is tell me about your battle and I'll help you find a promise to tether yourself to anchor yourself to pray and to own and to make it your own as you walk through the valley. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. So I came armed with some clips, too, if there be some gaps in the phone calls, and even if there aren't, because these are some awesome teaching clips. This one is from Priscilla Shire. She's daughter of Dr. Tony Evans. She's an amazing best-selling Bible teacher, and she was in the movie War Room. But here she's talking about the armor of God, specifically the breastplate of righteousness. Let's listen in.
He says, stand firm, gird your loins with truth. And then he says, now you need a breastplate. And the breastplate is called what?
Righteousness.
Jerry and I live in a fairly rural part of Dallas-Fort Worth. We like it that way because I got three boys. So I believe they need to go outside and play. Anybody still believing outside? So we purposefully moved there, not for the house, really. Our house is a really small, little house. And it's just been cozy and great for us, but it's a small little house. But I moved there because the backyard, there's trees and bugs and mud and things boys need in their life. And anytime my boys come to me and say, Mom, I'm bored, I say, oh, no, you're not. You see that tree right there? Go play with it. So one of the things we love is our neighbor across the street. She's one of my closest friends. She has a pond. So she will let us take the two fishing poles I bought on sale at the local Super Walmart. I bought a tackle box as well. You know, we got extra bobber things and extra hooks in there because we catch little fish on the side of the pond. I also have gloves in the tackle box because y'all know I don't mind going fishing, but I ain't finna touch no fish. So we get all that stuff and we walk across the street and we fish normally just standing on the edge of the pond. We just catch little sun perch and stuff like that. But my neighbors bought a little metal, old, rusted rowboat off of Craigslist. So it sits there, turned upside down on the bank of the shore, or the shore of the pond. And so every now and then I'm feeling adventurous. And I'll say, guys, let's not just fish from right here. Let's take the boat out into the middle a little bit. It's a huge pond, maybe 5 acres or so in the front of their property. So you can row a little boat out toward the middle and fish out from there. So sometimes I'm feeling adventurous and I want to do that. But every time I'm feeling that, I actually have to think twice. Because in order to get in this boat, that means I have to turn this sucker over. And I know that because the environment that has been created under this upside down boat was moist and cool and damp and shaded, that inevitably when I turn it over, something's going to hop out from underneath it. Something's going to waddle out from underneath it. Or worst of all, Lord, help me, something's going to... So I always brace myself. I stand way back at the very edge while I let the boys get the sides so that we could turn the boat over and inevitably something comes out. It has always been interesting to me that never once have I had to write an invitation and send it into the brush nearby and say, critters, you are welcome to join us. We'll be here at 1 o'clock today. If any of you'd like to come, please feel free to make yourself at home. Never had to do it. I've never had to stand on the shore and call out and say, hey, we're here. Come on. Never once have I had to invite them. The environment created by the upside down boat was invitation enough. Righteousness is right side up living that invites the Son of God's favor and his blessing on our lives. Unrighteousness is upside down behavior that creates an environment that invites the enemy to come and make himself at home. To where you don't have to ask the enemy to come. You just choose not to live in alignment with the word of God. And you have just created an environment that has invited him and encourages him to flourish in your life. Righteousness is not being perfect. It is just choosing as a lifestyle by the power of God's Spirit to live your life in alignment with the word. Girding yourself in truth means to affirm God's standard for your life. But being righteous means aligning your behavior to the truth that you say you affirm. There are so many of us, y'all, that are saying we love Jesus and we love his word. And then we go out of these doors and live and have attitudes that are completely incongruent with the truth of God. And so we wonder why we're praying against the enemy. We're in our war rooms praying against the enemy. But then we walk out of our war rooms and live a raggedy lifestyle and wonder why the enemy is running rampant through our lives. So if you're finding the fingerprints of the enemy in your marriage or in your own heart and mind, if you're seeing jealousy and division and divisiveness in your organizations or in your school, if you're finding that you can see the enemy's handiwork around you, ask myself, is my burnt boat turned upside down in any way that I need to realign my behavior with the truth of God so that I can invite his favor upon my life? The armor of a Roman soldier weighed about 70 pounds. Can you imagine trying to do battle, trying to move nimbly and quickly with 70 pounds of extra weight on you? Most of that weight was in the breastplate. Most of it was right there. Mostly because it needed to be. The heart is the most vital organ of our bodies, pumping life and vitality. It didn't matter how smart the soldier was. It didn't matter how many muscles he had, how much experience he had. If he didn't have a breastplate on, one blow to the heart would wipe him out. That's why more than anything, the enemy is tempting you toward unrighteousness.
Amazing. That was from Priscilla Shire. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And we are talking, Talk to Me Thursday today. Really, the topic is, tell me about your battle and I'll help you find a promise. I see you, Douglas, from St. Anthony on the line. We are going to break right now and I don't want to cut you off. So I'd rather give you a little bit of time and space to share what's on your heart today. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pause here, take a break, but the phone lines are open. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Douglas, we'll be off just here for a couple minutes. So if you can hang on, I want to hear from you. All right. 877-933-2484. Tell me about your battle, your problem, and I'll help you find a promise. And maybe you've already identified a promise, and I would love for you to share it, to call in and say, this is what my battle's been. This is the promise I'm standing on. And your story will be a testimony to somebody else. You can also email Susie@myfaithradio.com. And we will be back in a minute. Having a great day today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really glad if you're listening today because every Thursday, second hour of the show, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where instead of me booking a guest, an expert, you're the expert. And I toss out a topic or a question. And today's topic is this. Tell me about your battle and I'll help you find a promise. But I say that with the caveat that maybe you already know the promise. Maybe you've been in the battle a while and you're hanging on to a passage of scripture. I want you to know someone needs to hear what God's taught you. I've got a stack of books. I'm going to try to match the right book to the right caller. So give me a call. Phone lines are open. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. That's a toll-free call. We've got Douglas checking in. Thanks for holding, Douglas. Appreciate that so much. You're on the air.
Yes, Susie, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is Douglas Swenson. And my wife and I, Alma, and I will be going to Michigan Saturday. And I have a real threat of not seeing my children, my grandchildren. And, you know, I would love, you know, a prayer request. My daughter-in-law, she texts me and says, do not bring your wife to Michigan. Well, I'm going to stand up.
Yes, you are.
So.
This is painful. I'm so sorry, Douglas. That's so painful. The passage that I'm going to just share with you, and maybe God's given you a different one, but this is Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And I am going to pray with you. Is this broken relationship revolve around a prodigal in any way? Do you have a child that's gone astray and this has kind of been part of the conflict? Or?
Well, no. The situation is we got married 7 years ago, June 30th of 2010. And it was a rocky marriage for the first two marriages up until August of 2012. And then I said, this is enough. I want to stand with my wife.
So you're saying that you had a rocky start to your marriage and part of it was connected to the broken relationship with your kids. Is that right?
No. I was pulled two ways.
Okay.
You know, to be with my family in Michigan and to be with my wife. I was pulled both ways. And now I just want to be with my wife. And again, my wife's name was Alva.
Mm. Okay. Douglas, first of all, the book I pulled for you, it's titled I Am Strong, Finding God's Peace and Strength in Life's Darkest Moments. I think this is going to be a good one for you if you're able to hang on and give Aaron your address. But I'm going to pray for you that God gives you wisdom and strength and that he just intervenes and fights for you and fights for the situation in a way that you can't even fight for yourself. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word in Isaiah. That, Douglas, you're just saying, my son, don't fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thank you for that promise from your heart to Douglas's. And I just pray you give him divine and sovereign wisdom about what to do and how to navigate this tough situation. I pray you'd soften the hearts of his kids and you'd bring some healing here and build a bridge where it's been all broken down, Lord. And I thank you, you are the great redeemer. You are the restorer. You care that relationships are put back together again. I pray that Douglas would see a miracle unfold before his very eyes. Lord, we thank you for your love and your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much. And again, these are my grandkids that I hopefully will be able to see. And thank you again for taking my call. And we will get it together.
Indeed. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Boy, that's tough, tough stuff. Okay. So, you know, the song I'm going to play right now is one of my new favorites on Hillsong's new album, and it's called Not Today. And the way she sings it, it's like, tell the devil, no, not today. You know, we put up with so much from the devil. I think if the sky was peeled back and we saw how often the enemy uses intimidation, he uses his threats to taunt us. He uses our old stuff to put in front of our faces to push us backward and to make us fear advancement. But there gets to be a point where we go, you know what? God's promises are bigger than my fears. God's voice is stronger than his threats, the enemy's threats. So I'm going to draw a line in the sand and say, finally, you know what, devil? This is where you end and I begin. And there's a point in a line in the song where she says, fear is just a liar running out of breath. I want you to hear this song. If you're listening from your home or driving in your car, lean in as much as you can. Listen to the lyrics and put your shield up and say, not today, devil, not today. I'm not letting you take my family, not letting you mess with my finances or my sense of identity. I'm not going to let you keep me from dreaming. And I'm thinking there's somebody listening today where that enemy has been intimidating you, bringing up past exposure, past humiliation, because you just now started to dare to dream. And he brought up this stuff. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm just kidding. And you want to retreat and you want to pull back. But you know what? I think faith and grit and courage is when you dare to dream right in the face of your fears, where you make the devil sorry he messed with you, where you say, you know what? I'm going to dream. In fact, I'm going to dream bigger than I dreamed before. So I want you to hear this song and pray it along. And I pray it encourages you. I've been loving this thing. Listen in. Don't you just absolutely love that song, Not Today, by Hillsong United? Tell the devil, no, not today. And here's the thing. The enemy makes a lot of assumptions based on patterns he's seen in your life and in my life in the past. And he is so predictable that he thinks we're going to be predictable. But what if you did kind of a rope-a-dope? What if you decided to start speaking differently, thinking differently, praying differently, acting differently to say, you know what? I'm actually going to live like a believer. I'm going to actually live like I believe this stuff is true. How about that? You know, today is Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. And the question is, tell me about your battle. I'll help you find a promise. 877-933-2484. I love this email from Dear John. His name is John. It's not a Dear John letter. It's John. But I'm just saying Dear John because it's so dear of what he wrote here. He says, my battle is with selfishness and pride, which causes me to choose to spend time with sports and TV rather than with God and my beautiful wife. My battle is to be the husband that God calls me to be and that my amazing wife so richly deserves. I just love that, John. Appreciate it so much. And the verse that came to me for you is Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I did a deep study on that passage a long time ago, John, and delight yourself means so many things. One of them is to make sport of, believe it or not. It means to engage with God in all the fun things you get to do because every good gift comes from him. So when you're riding your bike, when you're enjoying a good football game, if you're not out of balance, say this is a gift from God and engage in him. It also means to pamper yourself. That sounds like a feminine term, but really it means to give yourself time with him, not to just get something from him, just to be with him. So whatever that looks like for you, what that looks like for me is I'll light a candle and I'll just sit and look out the window of my Bible in my lap and just be with him because he's so great. It also means to remember and dream. So to remember the ways he's come through for you and then to dream together about things that you two might do together. And if you think about marriage, those three things are very much involved. To pamper yourself as a couple, to spend some money on your marriage just because, to remember and dream together, right? To just be together and to understand that your wife is a gift. And I just tell you, as you delight in the Lord in that way, first and foremost, he first of all changes your desires and then he moves on heaven and earth and brings about the desires of your heart because your heart beats in rhythm with his. I think that's so powerful. I think that's your promise, John. Delight yourself in the Lord. So spend some time first seeking him because you'll love your wife best when you love him most. Really love that. Let's take a call. Kelly's checking in from Wheeler, Wisconsin. Hey, Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Thanks for calling today.
Yeah. Calling our battle, my family's battle, is we lost our eldest son just about a year ago.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, it was, but the Lord has given me some 126:5-6, which you already shared with someone today. But it's been a promise to me. There's been a lot of tears, obviously, with that loss. And
I can't even imagine.
But those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. And that's the promise I'm hanging on to, that these tears, the Lord will, he will turn them into joy, and he will use them for his glory and to bring honor to him.
Wow, and that's so absolutely true. And there will be a day when you'll feel the sunshine again, and you'll see restoration again. Mm-hmm. But in the not yet, I love that you're hanging on to that beautiful promise. So I grabbed two books. I'm going to let you pick which one you'd prefer. One is by Laura Story, It's When God Doesn't Fix It, Lessons You Never Wanted to Learn, Truths You Can't Live Without, or Louis Giglio, The Comeback, It's Not Too Late and You're Never Too Far. Which one sounds better to you?
Probably the first one.
Laura Story. Okay, well, it's yours, Kelly. Can I pray for you?
No, please do.
Yeah. Oh, Father, we just bring dear Kelly and her family before you. They've endured an unfathomable loss. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you'd surround her with your comfort in the most tangible, beautiful, profound way. I pray that she would see bouquets of flowers that she knows are from you, that she would see tangible answers to the deepest cries of her heart. Pray you tend to this place of grief and you'd walk her through it and she would find an intimacy with you, Lord, she never dreamed possible. bring comfort to her. Lord, you said you're near the brokenhearted, that you're near to the crushed in spirit, and that you'll save them, Lord, and that you delight in every detail of her life. So I just pray in this valley of the shadow, she would start to see you and feel you and sense you and just notice that you're working. And we pray that you'd heal her precious heart now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Wow. Bless you, Kelly. I'm just speechless there. It's Talk to Me Thursday. What I want to know is, what's your battle? And I'll help you find a promise. And I love that Kelly called and she's already been standing on a promise. You can do that too. If you've got a promise, I'm telling you, someone else needs to hear about it. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute.
Started something good, I'm gonna believe it. He started something good and he's gonna complete it. So I celebrate the truth, he's working me through. I'm just confident.
Wow, I love that song too. Hope you're having a good day today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So every Thursday, second hour of the show, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I purposely don't book a guest because you're my special guest. We'll throw out a question or a topic. Today's topic is this. Tell me about your battle and I'll help you find a promise. But again, if you've got a promise you're already hanging on to, I still want to hear from you, because when you talk about your trials and the promises you're holding on to and tethering yourself to, your testimony helps somebody else. So give me a call if you've got a battle plan, or if you don't, I'll help you get one. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So here's another clip I want you to, let me tell you first about Courage. I love this dear brother in Christ. He listens. Isn't that the best name, Courage? And he says, my dear sister Susie, my battle is purely financial. He said, our daughter's 2 years in college, and because this is a second year, she can't live on campus, so we have to pay her rent, including all of that, which is a big giant fee monthly. And they're struggling now to make their current home mortgage payments. Join us in prayer that the Lord can make a way, because he is a way maker. Father, I just pray for courage, and I do thank you that you are a way maker, that you're a promise maker and a promise keeper. I pray, God, because you say that you will supply our needs according to your riches, not ours. Father, you have riches that courage has not even seen or even dreamed about. So I pray you'd open some of those storehouses and unleash those on courage and his family that would just come as a complete surprise to them. I pray you would fill them up and bless them and surround them with your glory and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. So, okay, we've got, the song, Lisa Bevere, You Are a Target. Let me just set this up real quick. Lisa Bevere's speaking to a group, and she's talking about a time when her son asked her to sit down with her and watch a movie. Listen to what she has to say.
And I turned around, looked at the TV, and I said, what are we watching? He said, Mom, we are watching Terminator. Now, I am not saying it is a Christian movie. I watched the edited television version of it. And it is 80s awful. But there is basically a storyline in this that I need to unpack for you. It is the story of Sarah Connor. She is a moped riding waitress. Every single day she goes to Marie Callender, where she serves pie and coffee. And every single night she goes home and waits by the phone, hoping some blind date's going to work out for her. That is until Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, and Maria Shriver's ex-husband, comes back from the future. And he has one goal in mind, and that is to assassinate everyone with the name Sarah Connor. And you know what? It doesn't look like he is going to fail, because he has in his possession the height of 80s data, which is a page torn out of the yellow book, and he is crossing them off one by one. When Sarah realizes she might be in danger, she did what a lot of us did in the 80s. She goes out to a bar. She's going to get lost in a crowd. Arnold shows up, guns blazing. But at the same time, as her assassin from the future shows up, her protector from the future shows up. And he grabs a hold of Sarah and he says, if you want to live, come with me. The Lego movie has rephrased this too. if you want to not die, come with me. Sarah looks at all the dead people, and she decides to leave with this complete stranger. And they're in the car running away from the relentless, pursuing assassin. And the whole time, the bullets are flying and chaos is going on. Her protector from the future is trying to tell her who she is. He said, in the future, you're a hero. In the future, we fight with the strategies you wrote down for us. In the future, your son is our general. She's like, stop it right there. This is a horrible case of mistaken identity. I am a waitress. I don't even have a boyfriend. But he continues to tell her who she is until Sarah has a meltdown. And if you saw her hair, you would understand why. The 80s were an awkward time for a lot of us. Anyway, Sarah yells, but I haven't done anything. And her protector from the future looks at her and says, no, but you will. And it was in that moment that I realized that the enemy of our souls often knows who we are long before we wake up and realize who we are. And I need you to hear something. I don't know what your life has looked like up until this moment, but I do know this. The attacks on your life have much more to do with who you might be in the future than who you have been in the past. And the enemy strategically targets people. He is not stupid. He has got to see things, and he knows how it's going to play out. He strategically targets people when they are young to try to take them out of their destiny. But your history does not determine your destiny. And I need every woman here to learn the two things that Sarah learned in the car that night. Number one, you're a target. I know we didn't tell you that during the altar call. I know Christine didn't say, oh, by the way, you're a target, that she left this for me. The moment you became a Christian, you became a target. See, Christian is not a nice person who passes out tracts instead of candy on Halloween. Christian actually means anointed one. And when you are anointed by God's Spirit, you are marked. And when you are marked by the anointing of the Most High God, you are noted by the enemy. I'm sorry, you're a target. That's just what's going to happen. But the second part you do have a choice about. You just might be a hero.
You might be a hero. Isn't that fantastic? That's from Lisa Bevere. Listen to this passage as we get ready to wrap today. Matthew 17:20. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And here's just one final excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. I've learned that it's impossible for God to fail me. And it's impossible for God to fail you. It is, however, completely possible, plausible, and probable for God not to give us what we want when we want it. In such times, test and prove our faith. But as a loving, invested father whose heart and character are tethered to his word, it is impossible for him to do anything other than what he said he would do. God's promises are absolutely true. They're not dusty or old. They've not diminished over time. They are as potent and as powerful as they've ever been. And so we pray with passion and boldness and humility and faith. Well, I hope you found some encouragement here today. As we get ready to wrap up, I just want to encourage you. There's the out music. Lord, I just pray a blessing on my friend listening today. I pray you'd fill their hearts with faith. I pray you give them a promise to hang on to and show them your greatness and your power and your strength in the days ahead. We love you, Lord, so much in your name. Amen. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.